Thank you, Jeff. And our next speaker is Tim Rees from the Civil Air Navigation Services Organization, CANSO.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a real privilege to be here. I want to thank ICAO for this opportunity. CANSO is the global voice of the organisations that provide air traffic control. Founded in 1996, it represents the interests of air navigation service providers worldwide. CANSO members are collectively responsible for over 85% of the world's airspace. CANSO creates an international forum for discussion of air traffic management related issues, where all aviation stakeholders unite to develop and exchange ideas in support of global air navigation services. Within the overall context of the promotion of safe, customer-focused, cost-effective and stakeholder-driven civil air navigation service provision, CANSO has clear objectives: to be the global voice of air navigation service providers and to support the transformation of global ATM performance. The CANSO Environment Workgroup has brought together global ATM environmental experts with the aim of improving system-wide response and management of environmental ATM issues. The group promotes best practice. It informs members of important case studies, sets benchmarks and targets, and provides practical tools for ANSP managers. CANSO plays an important role in the global facilitation of its members and environmental stakeholders, and we have developed strategic partnerships with many of the organisations represented here at the colloquium. The environmental impact of aviation has always been a key issue for ATM. In recent years, climate change and CO2 emissions have joined noise as a vital issue. CANSO's key goal is for ATM to increase airspace efficiency by an additional 4 to 5% by 2050. CANSO's Environment Workgroup seeks to understand and limit aviation's environmental footprint and has adopted an environmental code of conduct, agreed a number of measurements and targets, and exchanged best practice to improve environmental performance. No doubt you are wondering how CANSO members plan to deliver an additional 4% airspace efficiency by 2050. Well, this will be an enormous task, as air traffic is foreseen to grow by a factor of 4. Historically, airspace efficiency declines with each additional flight. To do nothing is to fail. CANSO members will continually look at optimising airspace, driving regional solutions, while facilitating the hugely important ATM modernisation programs such as NextGen and CESAR and the emerging programs of other regions. Many ANSPs are determined to raise ATM performance and to drive best practice throughout our sector. To facilitate this, CANSO has launched the Operations Standing Committee, uniting ATM operations directors to coordinate airspace reform and operational efficiency. The creation of the Operations Committee will also permit us to enhance industry-wide coordination of day-to-day operations. But the measure of CANSO's members' success is not in developing targets and guidance material. Success lies in how effective we are in implementing them, in reducing the ATM effect on the environment. In terms of emissions reductions, ANSPs have been implementing many new flight paths across the world in all phases of flight. As we have heard previously today, Aspire in the Pacific, Air Across the Atlantic, as well as the European Airspace Efficiency Program of Eurocontrol, IATA and CANSO are proving that close collaboration among the aviation sectors can deliver real fuel and emissions savings. CANSO itself has been most active as well. As Alan mentioned before, we have published our Global Environment Efficiency Goals for 2050. This report measures global airspace efficiency today and sets clear aspirations for 2050. In 1999, the IPCC first published its estimate of up to 12% ATM inefficiency. CANSO research has established that on average, airspace is today around 92% efficient, even though there are considerable regional variations. This means ANSPs have achieved a 4% improvement since 1999. This improvement has been achieved while air traffic nearly doubled. Improvements include global measures such as RVSM and regional ATM efforts through air traffic flow management, collaborative decision making and continuous descent operations. CANSO estimates that some 4% still remains to be achieved, and the final 4% may be unachievable due to the many trade-offs and interdependencies of our global aviation system. In addition to publishing our global efficiency goals for 2050, CANSO and ACI has been one of the teams that developed and supports industry-wide targets and framework for reducing emissions, and I would like to reiterate our support of this industry position. CANSO, under a strategic directional change, will launch Waypoint 2013 at this year's AGM in June, with its heart at global collaboration, performance building, training and development. Waypoint 2013 will set CANSO on a path committed to driving operational and environmental benefits. The showpiece of this program is Transpire Initiative, which through the Operations Standing Committee will build on the significant foundation work of the CANSO Global Workgroups. Transpire, through a cross-regional approach, will promote improved operational performance with a focus on standardised application of proven ATC capability. Transpire will promote solutions to problem areas identified by organisations such as IATA and ACI, solutions with global interoperability and solutions with measurable benefits in environment, safety and operations. CANSO members will provide a dedicated CANSO captain who will be seconded to CANSO to work with specific regions on specific local issues. To achieve this goal, and indeed all of the goals of the many stakeholders represented here, we will need to act together as states, aircraft operators, pilots, air traffic controllers, aircraft manufacturers, engineers, airports and ANSPs. We will all need to agree to joint solutions. When it comes to airspace optimisation, procedure standardisation, collaborative decision-making, flow management and cross-border optimisation, there is a need for institutional change to facilitate a more regional delivery of ATM in line with ICAO global planning. We have seen today through the presentations of CESAR that these cross-border solutions are possible but require a dedicated focus to change. CANSO through Transpire will promote this to all regions, striving to develop political will for ATM change that will produce operational and environmental efficiency. The underpinning work that the CANSO Environment Workgroup is committed to delivering is the development of global metrics and measures that will baseline current ATC operations, highlight specific areas requiring improvement, develop targets for improvement, and generate political will for change. CANSO workgroup members are continuing to coordinate work with ICAO CAPE in the development of these metrics and measures. CANSO strongly believes that ICAO is uniquely qualified to provide the guidance and technical expertise to develop CO2 mitigation measures and ensure that they do not adversely impact on other sensitive aviation environmental areas. It is important that ATM understands its effect on the environment. While the total impact of ATM is important, the accurate mapping of the ATM inefficiency pool will highlight where culture, behaviour, process and technology needs to change to support the goals of reducing our effect on the environment. CANSO members are focused on delivering reduced fuel burn. CANSO members are committed to long-term change. If we, the various aviation sectors, can continue to unite, we'll be able to deliver the additional performance improvements required to deliver a sustainable future for our planet. Now, the measure of our success will be the depth of our cooperation. Thank you very much.